A mechanical teaspoon stirs a cup of tea as it moves along a conveyor belt with a boiled egg. Wallace and Gromit's cracking contraptions. The bully-proof vest. It's a stormy night. In his darkened kitchen, Wallace pours himself a cup of tea as rain lashes down against a window behind him. Placing an open packet of crackers on his tea tray, Wallace carries it into the living room, trembling with unease. A shadowy figure creeps through the kitchen.
Ah, cracking.
He's about to bite into a cracker when the shadowy figure slips it out of his hand.
What the?
Seeing a cupboard door creak shut at the other end of the room, Wallace takes a big gulp before getting up to investigate. Opening the cupboard, he discovers his cracker with a large bite taken out of it. He turns around to find Gromit spinning a rolling pin-like weapon. Pressing a button fixed to his chest, Wallace extends a boxing glove, which punches Gromit into the hall, leaving a Gromit-shaped hole in the door.
Hee-hee! This bully-proof vest works a treat! That final test was conclusive, eh, Gromit?
Wallace slips and activates the boxing glove, which springs him into the ceiling.
You'd better get a ladder, Gromit. I think I've cracked me Artex.
The 5-to-5 Crackervac.
I see you've met our new Autovac. Watch this.
He throws a cracker.
See? It has a built-in cracker sensor. Oi! Put those down! They're off!
Wallace snatches a packet of crackers.
Oh. Go away! Help, Gromit! It's gone crackers! Here, catch!
Catching the packet, Gromit eyes the beast-like Crackervac with its razor-sharp fangs. Squaring up to it Wild West style, Gromit takes one of the crackers and hurls it in slow motion over the Crackervac's head. As the Crackervac turns to catch it, Gromit throws a lasso around its neck and jumps onto its back.
Ride him, Gromit! Whoa!
Riding the Crackervac around the living room like a bucking bronco, Gromit grabs the hose which forms its neck and ties a knot in it, subduing the machine.
Ha-ha! We did it!
The Crackervac spews dust all over Wallace.
Gromit! Ugh. I think you'd better get the dustpan and brush.
Gromit shakes his head. The Snoozatron. Wallace is tossing and turning in bed.
Oh.
It's 3 o'clock. He turns on the light and sits up.
I'll never sleep after all that cheese. There's only one thing for it.
He pulls a lever on the Snoozatron, which sets an alarm ringing in Gromit's room. Moments later, mechanical hands and buffers plump up Wallace's mattress and pillow.
Oops! Oh, steady on!
The hands disappear, and as Gromit takes his sheep costume out of the wardrobe, a hot water bottle is lowered onto Wallace's lap.
Oh, just right.
A teddy's handed to him. Gromit makes his way downstairs in his sheep costume as a gramophone comes out of the wall beside Wallace's bed. Gromit's waiting in darkness at the dining table.
Ready, Gromit!
Gromit stands underneath the opening in the ceiling. A spring bounces him up to Wallace's room.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Wallace falls asleep, but Gromit carries on bouncing, arms folded, looking very cross. A sheep remaining counter on the wall moves down to 489. Gromit takes a newspaper out and reads it as he continues to bounce. The Snowmatron. The headline of Gromit's morning paper reads, Grand Snowman Competition. Later, Gromit's created a lifelike snow sculpture of Wallace on the front lawn.
Quacky! Look out, Gromit! Oh, I'm bound to win this year!
Wallace is driving a digger.
Oh, that's enough snow!
The machine scoops snow into a modified fridge on its rear as it almost reverses into Gromit.
Ah, the perfect spot.
Wallace presses a start button and mechanical fists begin pummeling the snow inside the machine. Gromit hugs his sculpture, but the vibrations make its head fall off. Wallace pulls an eject lever and a shoddy, fully formed snowman slides out of the machine, smashing aside Gromit's masterpiece.
Ah, not bad for the first try, eh? Oh, you've decided to start again.
Gromit throws down the head of his Wallace snowman.
I think I've captured the inner snowman.
Gromit slams the door on his way into the house, causing a pile of snow to slide off the roof. When he comes back out, Wallace is completely covered in snow. Gromit finishes him off with two eyes and a carrot nose. The paper photographs his winning snowman.
Well done, Gromit. But I thought that snowman was abominable.